Live from the studios of KVTA, Ventura County's inspiration station, this is The Kim Pagano Show. Kim is Ventura County's mom and so much more, bringing value every day in every way. Join Kim and her friends every Saturday as they interview interesting and inspirational guests, everyone from authors and entertainers to doctors and experts. From A to Z, Kim's got you covered. And now here's Ventura County's mom and so much more. It's Kim Pagano.
Good morning. Good morning. And I'm so glad that you are here starting your day in a positive way here on the Kim Pagano Show. And of course, it's all about the brighter side in the 805. And I'm here with Spence. How are you doing, Spence?
Everything's well.
All right. You know, we had Valentine's Day. Did you... What's going on?
Well, going on a Friday, that makes it sort of kind of easier.
Yeah, it's actually kind of leading into this whole weekend. It's
a beautiful thing.
Yeah, very good. And Cheryl, how are you?
I'm great, thank you.
Good, good, good. And gosh, we have a really great show. And I, you know, Valentine's Day is like one of my favorite days. And I really just think it shouldn't end on Valentine's Day. It just kind of needs to, like, you know, if you... There's always time to do more, and that's what it's all about. I do want to say life is endless struggles of frustration and challenges, but eventually you find the brighter side. And that's something we talk about here every Saturday morning, and then again from 2 to 3. And so I am so glad you're here again. If you miss any part of our show, you can listen on KimPaganoShow.com. You can listen on iTunes, and we download them on Facebook, so become one of our friends on Facebook. And I am so glad that I've met so many people. It's really fun. Spence, you probably have the same thing when you meet people and all of a sudden you've like been talking to them all kind of on Facebook and you put a face to the name.
Yeah, it happens, and you learn how to pronounce her name, too, which is also very nice.
Yeah, well,
that's
great. Anyways, in fact, today I have one of my listeners and one of my Facebook friends, Gerald, and I hope I say it right. Is it Zwerz?
Correct.
Okay, great. And he is going to be bringing in some of his amazing, beautiful art that I've... Oh, my gosh. I'm like, heart is my favorite thing. And so I'm so excited to share some of that with you. Also, we're going to be talking with Mark Michaels and Patricia Johnson. And they're going to be talking about their book, Partner in Passions. And it's a great guide to sex. I know all you women and men out there. I mean, really, you know, that's kind of what leads to romance, right?
I don't know about that.
Does romance leads to
I hope you were talking
leads?
About
I
in the
know.
Context.
When I was
marriage.
A single guy, sex hopefully led to romance.
There you go. Really I don't know. Yeah. But anyways, we're going to be talking about the emotional intimacy and long-term love. And then we're going to be talking to Robert Alter, the author of Sex with a Married Woman. And it's actually a man's guide to loving his wife. And so, and then we're going to talk to Gerald. And we're going to talk about, he's a local artist here in the 805. And I am so glad we've actually got some giveaways. And gosh, you know, Spence, tell us everybody. You know, that's one of the things. I love to bring all this stuff in, and we've been getting amazing phone calls. And all, and everybody's been, you know, it's perfect because all you have to do is call 805-419-0008. That's 805-419-0008 and leave us your name, your number, and your email, and which giveaway that you are interested in being in. And even if, you know, I mean, you're entered in. So if you haven't gotten a call yet, don't give up because that's what it's all about. And thank you all for all your compliments of really just being the brighter side in the 805. And Gerald, I want to welcome you. You were just getting ready there. And
thank you.
Yeah.
I'm glad to be here.
Yeah, so this I'm glad to meet you. And so you're a local artist.
Yes.
And is one of your, I mean, one the thing that you do is hearts, correct?
Well, I do a wide range of things. Hearts is one of them.
Yeah.
The hearts I've done hundreds, maybe thousands of. They've ended up in virtually every state in the union and about 15 or 20 foreign countries now. And
very cool. Very cool. Well, I'm really excited. We're going to find out a little bit more about him. And let's get started with our first guest. Well, you want to go over really quick just some of the things so that our listeners can get excited.
We have Kate and Lace, Lingerie and Swim. That's a winning combination for me. Also, the 2014 season at the Civic Arts Plaza. We have a nice certificate for that. Boy, do they have some great shows here, like the International Night of Guitars. That's going to be fabulous. A big fan of guitar music, both electric and acoustic.
Yeah.
And we're going to enjoy that at the TOCAP.
There you go. We also got Riders in the Sky, and that's coming up. So we're going to give away tickets to that. Also, I've got Noah's Bagels, a dozen free bagels, and we got Soup Plantation. We've got tons of stuff. So anyways, definitely write that number down, 805-419-0008. And let's welcome Mark and Patricia. Are you there?
Hey. We're here. Hi.
How are you? You've been waiting patiently. I appreciate that. And thank you so much for joining us here on the Kim Pagano Show. So tell us a little bit about yourselves, your book, Partners in Passion. I love that. I mean, you know, it's interesting. I'm married, and my husband and I are very passionate about what we do. He's got a construction company. I'm also a hair therapist, and then my radio show. And it's just, I love dealing with people that are passionate. So tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, we have been married for 15 years and have been training and teaching and giving couples tools to have a vibrant, erotically rich relationship.
And so let me ask you, you know, I mean, is sex everything, or is that just an extension of our relationships?
That's a complex question.
I know. I figured I'd just start right there, you know.
Right.
Well, it's very important. I mean, I think that if people are not connected sexually, it's going to be more difficult for them to be connected in a lot of other ways, certainly in a long-term relationship. It really helps to keep the erotic energy going between you. It's a lot easier to drift apart and literally lose touch with one another if that piece isn't there.
You know, after kids and business and families and all that stuff. But you talk about in your book 10 big myths about relationship. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah, I mean, one of the myths that we really strive to debunk is the idea that men are from Mars and women are from Venus.
So wait, you believe that, or you think that that's not right?
We think that, you know, science has proven that men and women are both from Earth.
God, maybe something's wrong in our house, because I tell you, the way my husband looks at things, and Spence, maybe, I don't know, you know, we've even discussed it in here, is men think differently than women, and that's just, I mean, it's kind
of... Well, you know, in the broadest terms, there's some truth to that, but the problem with that big model of men are from Mars and women are from Venus... There are two really big problems. One is that it's adversarial, and it just replicates this idea of the battle of the sexes.
It doesn't recognize the continuum, and that we all have qualities that may be associated with stereotypes of masculine and feminine.
Mm-hmm. So, for example, in our relationship, I'm much more into talking about feelings and stuff, which is ostensibly a feminine.
Wow, that is true. And you're right. There is a time where you kind of flip roles, right?
Right. And when we got married, I registered for power tools.
I love it. I love it. You know, that's so interesting. I was just talking to a young girl that met this guy, and she said, I'm going to run in and get something really quick in the store. And he wanted a cup of coffee. Do you want to go get your coffee? And he goes, well, I want to wait for you. And she's like, that's not who I am. You know what I mean? And so he said, I thought it would be so cute that I always see couples going together to have coffee. And so he was like, and I go, well, hold on. And she goes, well, just go get me the coffee and bring it back. She was the man and he was, you know. And it's interesting how that works. So
it's important for couples to really know themselves and their individual styles rather than sort of going to this generic idea about the way men and women are. And that's something that is always a dynamic between two people.
Well, everybody always has their own ideas, too. Because a friend of mine, her daughter was in a restaurant about a month ago, and she saw, it looks like a new couple, they were dating, and the woman started to feed her date. you know, feeding him food. But she took offense to that. She said, oh my goodness, how degrading. Why is she doing that? You know, she felt as if that was a degrading stance to take. I, on the other hand, thought it was pretty erotic.
Right.
I thought it was foreplay, so to speak. You start early. You don't wait till you get in the bedroom. You start way before you get there. So I thought it was romantic. I didn't think it was degrading or sexist.
No, feeding each other, especially, like I said, was trying to say, is using your fingers to feed your partner is wonderful.
Ooh, that's really sexy.
Gerald, you have a...
I was just reminded of a little bit of how you can kind of get a little misreading the clues of somebody else. I had a friend who, they had collected these real kind of streamlined 1950s era items, things like chrome-plated toasters and a whole bunch of different things. And one year, he went out and he found this beautiful stainless steel polished Electrolux vacuum cleaner and brought it to her as a gift. And she was like just almost in tears that she thought he was like implying that it was like a cleaning issue or something. And it was not at all.
Yeah, I mean, that is a great point. I mean, we all foresee different things from, you know, it's like, do you want romantic or do you want a new vacuum, right? I mean, that's it. Well, I do want to remind anybody that's just tuning in right now that you are listening to the Kim Pagano Show, and it's all about the brighter side. And we are in the 805 right now. We're talking with Mark Michaels and Patricia Johnson, and we're talking about partners and passion. And that's what it's all about, really. I mean, to me, right there, that nails it. Partners in passion. You bring something to the relationship. You bring something, and you enhance it by who you are as a couple. To me, that's really what stands out in my mind. What's your thought on that?
Well, I mean, another myth, and I'll play off of the myth still, but this really relates to what you're saying, is we don't like the idea of you work on your relationship. We consider that you have to work on your relationship. That's something that people usually say when they've let things go for a really long time and things are not going well. We like to think of relationship as a process and something that you both, as a couple, that you both tend to it, you nurture it, you collaborate. It's a project that you're developing together.
So we like the implications of partners in passion, like partners in crime. So you're setting out to discover something new and really, you know, on this big, fantastic journey and adventure together.
Wow, I like that. So, okay, you talk about all these myths. Let's go back to this one thing. Do you, and I'm going to kind of like ask everybody here in the studio, do you think that it just is like, you know, you find somebody and you're kind of made for each other and it doesn't feel like work? Or do you think that a relationship, you really do have to work at it?
Well, I think you absolutely have to work at it. And I think that the net result is the sort of 1+1=3 kind of a thing, that the combination adds to what either individual brings to the mix by themselves.
Right.
That there's kind of an added synergy that's created by the love, the passion, the effort that both parties bring to the mix.
Huh, Cheryl?
Well, I'm hoping it's not that much work. I'm hoping to find someone who shares my vision. We have a passion for each other, and we kind of just drive on that energy that we both bring to the mix so that we're working together instead of working on each other.
Oh, there you go. That's a good one. Spence?
Yeah, I think you find somebody close, and then you just sort of customize through the whole process.
Oh, I like that. I like that. All right, and that's kind of my idea. You know, pick your battles, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, and honor who they really are as people. I mean, if we want to pick them as a partner and then we're going to try and change them, so many men and women do that.
That's so unfair.
Yeah, so honor who you pick. I mean, really. And pick out their best qualities and kind of lay low on the ones that you might not love. So, again, Mark and Patricia, what else? What do you think defines love as a, you know, can you elaborate on that?
We have a really great definition of love.
And that is that love is profound interest.
Okay.
And that's something that you actively cultivate. We like to say that the opposite of love is not hate, it's indifference or complacency.
And this is something that couples have to actively work against. It's human nature, once you start living together, to really to touch one another and lose sight of one another. It's just begin to take each other for granted.
Well, so I have a question. How do you handle the passive-aggressive partner? Because communication with that individual is a whole different thing.
So how do you
handle that when that's introduced into the relationship?
Well, the first thing we like to talk about communication is that it's important, but when you're seeking to communicate,
connect non-verbally first.
So we feel that talking is overrated when it comes to relationships.
I like that.
Okay.
That's a little, I mean, that usually gets people like, oh, what? And we're like, yeah, people try to talk their way into intimacy, and it's just not a great way to do it if you are not energetically connected.
Ooh, I like that. Okay, that sounds in. Now, what's your thought on honesty? I mean, that's a biggie. That's a huge one.
Yeah.
Honesty and moderation is what we...
mitigated with care and the utmost desire to bring out the best in your partner is the best approach. Think about it. If someone says, well, to be honest, I want to, you know, that sometimes is not...
That's a preface to saying something pretty negative most of the time.
Like you're not honest all the time, right? Is that? Yeah, that is interesting. I really want to be honest with you, really, for the first time, or, you know. But what happens in a relationship if one of the partners isn't honest, and then the other person starts to become insecure and then
vindictive?
Yeah, mm-hmm. And then, you know, it's almost like a vicious circle. How do you get out of that? I mean, how do you say, okay, here, I made a mistake, I want to go on and, you know, and repair our relationship? Because life is, I mean, it does happen.
Absolutely. Every relationship, will have mistakes, and you will hurt your partner from time to time. It's the nature of it.
And the key to dealing with that is empathy. And that means that when you make a mistake and you realize that you've made a mistake, or your partner calls your attention to a mistake that you've made, even if you don't feel that you've made a mistake, if you make the effort to stand in their shoes and see how they feel as a result of whatever action it is, and then you apologize. So you're not defending yourself, you're not making excuses, you're saying, I can really see how that would upset you.
I like that. Now, your book, is this for new relationships, or is this for, you know, ones that have long-term partnerships?
We run the gamut from day one, that glance across the room, to the very long-term, when you're older, when you're physically feeble and you have to find new ways and be creative as to how intimate you can be and what that looks like
through
the very last days of your long relationship.
So it's really a book for anyone who's in a relationship or anyone who wants to be in one.
And now, is this a book that a couple could read together?
Yeah, absolutely. And there's some wonderful exercises. We give points.
Ooh, give us an exercise.
Well, we advise people when you, especially around having conversations around sex, to establish erotic consensus. So when you speak about sexual experiences or things you want to try, seek first to understand why your partner might be interested in this. Don't have snap judgment. Be calm and ask questions until you fully
ask
understand.
Questions later. No, I'm kidding. Okay.
then let the idea settle into you.
Okay.
You know,
okay.
For a day or two or a week, and then revisit. Don't make a game plan. It doesn't have to become a demand.
Okay.
Another one that we have that I think is really wonderful, and this goes back to the honesty question, is we have one where we ask people to praise each other into embarrassment and to praise each other honestly.
Right? This is one area of honesty that people neglect, is one in which you express appreciation and praise.
I love it. Where do we find your book?
It's available through all of the regular channels, Amazon.com, local bookstores. We're actually going to be doing a presentation in your area on the 18th, I believe, of this month at the Kama Sutra closet.
In Ventura.
In Ventura.
Oh, very cool. Okay, so perfect. You know, we'll have to talk about that, and maybe we can get you back on, and we'll talk, or I'll meet you out there or something. Very
oh,
cool.
Perfect. That would be wonderful.
Okay, great. Well, thank you, Mark and Patricia, and happy Valentine's Week. And it's all about, you know, really honoring your passion and your partner. You are listening to the Kim Pagano Show. And when we come back, we're going to talk with Robert Alter, and we're going to talk about we're kind of like loving your wife, you know, a man's guide to loving his wife. And so that's where we're kind of, love is in the air. This is what it's all about. So stay with us. Spence, do we have do you want to talk about some of our giveaways?
Yeah, we have some giveaways here. And one is Kate and Lace, a new boutique in Westlake Village, ready to expose the best in what's worn underneath. That's very nice. Along with that, we also have gift certificates for wine tasting, and we have gift certificates to Red Lobster in Thousand Oaks for its Lobster Fest. So a lot of great prizes.
Yeah, there we go. All you have to do is get your name in and 805-419-0008. 419-0008. Give us your name, your number, your email, and which giveaway you're talking about. With that, stay with us. We'll be right back.
Just like the wild wing dove sings a song, sounds like she's singing. Ooh, ooh, ooh. Just like the wild wing dove sings a song, sounds like she's singing.
Bank of Books stocks over 200,000 books and restocks daily, so there's something for everyone. New books are 20% off. Gift certificates are also available. Bank of Books is an independent, family-owned bookstore with three locations right here in Ventura and Oxnard, and also their new location in Malibu. Have books to trade in? Take them to Abednego Bookshop for trade credit and receive a 50% discount on used books at all of our locations. Call 805-643-3154. That's 805-643-3154. Or visit bankofbooks.com.
Grow your business by advertising in Ventura's only hometown newspaper, the Ventura Breeze, by reaching our highly target audience at affordable prices. Your ad will be read by thousands of residents, business owners, and visitors who are ready to become your customers. And mention KVTA to receive an upgrade to color for no additional cost. To be included in the next issue of the Ventura Breeze, contact us at advertising@venturabreeze.com or 653-0791.
Do you struggle with food cravings, coffee addiction, weight management, or even digestive problems? What would your life look like if you were finally able to conquer these problems? If you're ready to make yourself a priority so you can feel better in your body, then Frances Starr, a certified health coach, has your answer. Go to www.coreelementswellness.com to schedule your free 30-minute wellness strategy session today. This session will jumpstart your year and give you the tools to last a lifetime. That's www.coreelementswellness.com.
I'm a lifelong Ventura County resident, and I hate to admit it, but I'm guilty of something, and I'm guilty of being what you call a hair jumper. And what that means is that I'm not really loyal to any one particular barber, stylist, or hair cutter, and that also means my hair doesn't always look as good or as great as it could. Until that is, I met Kim Pagano, the one and only hair therapist of Westlake Village. Now, I wasn't a believer until I got up from her chair and saw the magic she did on this head of hair, and I know she's going to do the same for you. So give her a call, 818-612-0832. That's 818-612-0832. She's going to change your life. She's going to change the life of your hair, and she's going to end your days as a hair jumper. Give Kim Pagano, the hair therapist of Westlake Village, a call. It's 818-612-0832.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show.
Finally, on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone, and thank you so much for being here. And I hope that you got all those phone calls in to get your name in for all these great gifts. And in a little bit, we've got Gerald here. He is an amazing artist, and you're going to be giving away some of your stuff, too,
sure.
Right?
So, absolutely.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And again, we've got Noah's Bakery. We've got Soup Plantation. We've got
What else? We've got actually tickets to the Riders in the Sky that's coming to Thousand Oaks Civic Arts Plaza.
Did you mention the Harlem Globetrotters?
Oh, yeah, we got Harlem Globetrotters. And we got gift certificates to Kate and Lace Lingerie, if you haven't already got it yet. Anyways, I am so glad that you are here again. We are the Brighter Side in the 805, and our next guest is Robert Alter. Robert, are you there?
I'm here, yes.
How are you?
Good. I'm good. How are you?
Good, thank you. So tell us a little bit about, your book is Sex with a Married Woman and a Man's Guide to Loving His Wife. So we're talking about sex this morning. So tell us a little bit about yourself. And you actually talk about seven circles of sex, correct?
Yes. I'm a psychotherapist working with individuals and couples in the Boston area for about 35 years, and I've been married to the same woman for 45 years. We have a great marriage. And
wow.
So I know a few things about marriage and particularly husbanding, because that's what I am. And so that's what really my books are about. I have two books. The one is called Good Husband, Great Marriage, and the other is called Sex with a Married Woman, A Man's Guide to Loving His Wife. They're both really about husbanding and how to be the close to or actually perfect husband.
So let me ask you, since you do you see patients in therapy?
Yes, I do.
And so do a lot of women complain that their husband is not doing a good job? Is that where this book came from?
Pretty much everybody who's ever been in my office, the woman has come in saying, I'm not happy in this marriage. I'm angry at him all the time. He doesn't give me what I want. He doesn't know about what I want, and he's kind of off on his own in some way. So my job is to turn this guy's head towards his wife and to really learn his job as a husband to this woman that he loves and how to love her. And the best way to do that, of course, is just to listen to her, and she'll tell you all the different ways she likes to be loved. His job is to do it.
Right, right. And now let me ask you, is it the way that the woman is treating him, or is it, what's the difference?
My experience is that couples who come in here, the woman is basically just waiting over there to have a good relationship with this guy. And the guy, who's a good-hearted guy, he wants to, but he really doesn't know how to have this relationship that she wants. So basically, it's like a instruction manual. My books are like instruction manuals. Here's what it's like to be a husband to a woman and how best to love her and have everything you want in your marriage, including great sex that lasts 40 and 50 years.
Wow. Okay. And so for anybody that's just joining us right now, you are listening to the Kim Pagano Show. We've got a full studio here, and I'm so glad that you are starting your day in a positive way here on Valentine's weekend. And, you know, again, we talk about the brighter side of life, and right now we're in the 805. But we're talking about, so what is number one? What would be the first thing that you would tell husbands? And when you're telling husbands, you're really telling the wife too. It's a partnership, correct?
Right. The women usually are over there nodding and looking at their husbands, and I can tell inside they're saying, "Oh my God, I hope you get this. Oh my God, I hope you're listening to this." So the first three things I would say, actually, one, contrary to popular opinion and reputation, marriage is actually the best sexual position there is.
I like that.
It's the one place on earth where you have the time and the years and the knowledge and the love to enter into the sexual relationship so that you can eventually just perfect sex between the two of you. That's what's supposed to happen.
Okay.
Secondly, a man has to learn what female sexuality is, which is quite different than male sexuality, as we all know. And what I say to men is that female sexuality is completely connected to how connected she feels to you. So if you're not creating throughout the rest of your week connection with her, you can forget the sexual connection, because that's what activates female sexuality, is the relationship connection.
Exactly.
The other thing I say is that women are givers. They give milk, they give sex, they give their hand in marriage, They're given away in marriage. What's going on there is that women are by nature givers, but what we men don't understand is that women are givers back. If they're given what they want, then that activates their natural giving response, and we as men get back everything we want.
Wow, that's pretty beautiful. I love it. You know, do men get it?
Yeah, because if you talk to a man in a certain way and you write to him in a certain way like I do in my book, with brevity, there's going to be no psychobabble in here. I'm just going to tell it to you straight. This is going to be helpful, useful. It's going to make sense to you. It's going to be logical. And I'm going to tell you with a lot of respect. I respect you as a man, what you're trying to do here. And I'm going to be funny at the same time, because we men, when we get together, we can be very funny. Yeah, they get it. They get it. A lot of men get it.
Do men want to be good husbands?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely. Yeah, I believe deep in a man's heart, underneath all his male conditioning and patriarchal stuff and childhood wounds and all that stuff that we all carry and we have to look at as we go, underneath all that stuff, there is just basically a knight in shining armor inside there that just wants to serve those he loves.
Wow.
If you look at the essence of manhood, like the army, those are men. But what are they in? They're in the service. Like something inside a man just wants to serve. Or even the police, their motto is to protect and to serve. So what we're trying to do with men is to activate that I am in service to this woman. I am in service to my family.
Okay, so Robert, Cheryl's not getting it at all, okay?
I don't get that.
Because
that?
Cheryl here, okay, because you know what? Because you had a hard time in your situation, right?
Well, or just because I'm divorced.
Yeah, okay.
And I've never had a man that wanted to serve me, per se, and I don't know if I wanted a man to serve me. I'm kind of on the fence with that, because I guess it's what you want in a relationship. I want more of a partnership, but I don't understand that part of the partnership you're discussing now, which is the service part. So that's what I'm missing.
Well, don't forget that it goes both ways.
Oh.
Because in the perfect relationship that I'm writing about here, the seesaw is completely balanced. That was when it was fun as kids, when we were on the either end of the seesaw, but we were balancing in the air. And that's what a great marriage is, where it's completely balanced, where the service is going back and forth and back and forth, and it just feels good.
All right. So, you know, let me ask you, okay, so let's just say we've got, I don't know, Mark and Sherry, and they're having a relationship, and they're, you know, somewhat happy, but they've got, you know, kids and businesses and, you know, every distraction under the world, and maybe their money situation isn't doing so good. Where would they start? How would you help them?
Well, I'd help them is say, okay, so you have a day coming up, and even though you're busy and you're stressed and you're human, you're living these lives, I would say each of you, particularly you the man, should be looking for times and ways during the day that you can create a nice, momentary, sweet connection with your spouse. And just keep doing that for the rest of your lives, and then you'll see what happens, that the connection just wants to grow and grow and grow. Because what you're doing there is you're looking for times where you can basically just create pleasantness or pleasure for your spouse. And that's what the marriage becomes. The marriage becomes both of you looking for that, whether it's you have 2 seconds in the kitchen or you have 3 hours in the bedroom on Saturday night. You're basically just trying to create pleasure for yourself.
Let me ask you a question. Is there a certain time in the marriage that you've seen where it's a trend? Things start to break down. I'm a paralegal. I used to work at We the People and file a lot of divorces. And there was a trend that I noticed. I noticed a lot of divorced men didn't know it was coming. And when it came, they were shocked and devastated emotionally. Many men had cried in front of me. Women were always ready to get it over with. And most of the time, it happened in between the 7 and 10 year mark. Right before they hit year 11, I saw so many people saying, I'm done. Have you noticed that kind of thing where between year 7 and 10, or one person is more oblivious to the situation than the other, according to gender?
Itch, right? Isn't that what they call
but
that?
But yeah, it was like between 7 and 10.
Oh,
before
okay.
They hit year 11, it was over.
Robert?
Yep.
What's
I'm
your
here. When, I, when a woman and a man comes in here, a husband and wife come in here, and I say, how's the relationship going? Often the man will say, he'll shrug, and he'll say some version of fine. I think my eye, I have very good peripheral vision, my eye, I'm looking over at the woman over there, she's rolling her eyes because she knows, see, women have their finger on the pulse of the relationship and the connection much better than we men do. We were never trained to do that. Women just know way beforehand what's good and what's bad. So I'm not surprised that it does take the men by surprise when the women say, I'm done or I'm close to done. And so you just have to understand that women are more conscious of this stuff than men are. And yes, it does happen between, in my experience, 7 and 10, 12, somewhere along there. Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now, let me ask you a question. You know, you talk about men serving women, but do you agree that it really is both? You know, both? They really both have to work at it.
Yeah, and what I say to men is kind of, you go first. Just try this experiment. Try loving her and serving her. And I don't mean servitude. I just mean
right. Nice
service. The way you serve a child, the way you serve your children.
Yeah.
You're just trying to make life good for them. You're just trying to make life easy for them. So you're serving your wife in that way. And loving her and being nice to her and talking with her because she likes it when you talk with her, doing all those things. And then what I say to men is just watch what happens.
Do you think there's any correlation? You know, I've noticed that, at least for me, how they treat their mother is how they treat their wives.
That's what my mother said.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And what's your thought about that?
I think sometimes that's true. I don't think that's true all the time. Basically, I tried to avoid my mother.
Uh-oh.
She could be kind of scary, but I married this very beautiful, very soft, very feminine woman who I just basically want to be close to all the time.
Okay.
So it went opposite in my case.
Okay, so there you go. I don't know. Well, again, Robert Alter, Sex with a Married Woman, A Man's Guide to Loving His Wife. Where do we find your book?
You can find it on Amazon, or you can find it on my website, sexwithamarriedwoman.com.
All right. Well, thank you so much for joining us here on the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side in the 805. Spence, I'm going to give out our phone number right now. Again, 419-0008. And you want to just mention all the stuff if somebody's just tuning in right now?
We have some great gifts here for people who like sports and fun together. Harlem Globetrotters, they're going to be bouncing into Southern California. We also have Thousand Oaks Civic Arts Plaza. And they do some great shows there. And one of the big shows coming up is the guitar program that is going to be featured at the Thousand Oaks Civic Arts Plaza, Forever Tango, International Night of Guitars. They have so many great shows there. And we have that for you. Kate and Lace, Lingerie and Swim. And we also have for you some bagels from there. Noah's. And that's a baker's dozen, which means 13.
There you go. All right, so 419-0008. Stay with us. You're listening to The Kim Pagano Show. Oh, when we come back, we're going to talk with Gerald Zors and all about his art. So we've got some giveaways about that, too. So stay with us.
Bank of Books stocks over 200,000 books and restocks daily, so there's something for everyone. New books are 20% off. Gift certificates are also available. Bank of Books is an independent, family-owned bookstore with 3 locations right here in Ventura and Oxnard, and also their new location in Malibu. Have books to trade in? Take them to Abednego Bookshop for trade credit and receive a 50% discount on used books at all of our locations. Call 805-643-3154. That's 805-643-3154. Or visit bankofbooks.com.
Grow your business by advertising in Ventura's only hometown newspaper, the Ventura Breeze, by reaching our highly targeted audience at affordable prices. Your ad will be read by thousands of residents, business owners, and visitors who are ready to become your customers. And mention KVTA to receive an upgrade to color for no additional cost. To be included in the next issue of the Ventura Breeze, contact us at advertising@venturabreeze.com or 653-0791.
Do you struggle with food cravings, coffee addiction, weight management, or even digestive problems? What would your life look like if you were finally able to conquer these problems? If you're ready to make yourself a priority so you can feel better in your body, then Frances Starr, a certified health coach, has your answer. Go to www.coreelementswellness.com to schedule your free 30-minute wellness strategy session today. This session will jumpstart your year and give you the tools to last a lifetime. That's www.coreelementswellness.com.
If you're a business owner or looking to be one, put Littlefoot Construction on the top of your list. Littlefoot Construction specializes in restaurant remodels, tenant improvements, office remodels. Call Littlefoot Construction with all your commercial and industrial needs. Littlefoot Construction works with big or small businesses. Or even if it's a dream, Littlefoot Construction will make your vision come true. Call Littlefoot Construction at 805-491-2759. That's 805-491-2759 for all your construction needs.
It's showtime.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone, and thank you so much for joining us here. And Gerald, gosh, I've been hearing about your stuff for a long time, and you're one of the local artists here. And
pretty active in the area,
yeah,
definitely.
Yeah, yeah, thank you so much. First of all, tell us a little bit about your passion and what you do and how you got started and all that good stuff.
It's one of those kind of things I forget where I heard it expressed this way, but it was, I think Andres Segovia talked about it with regard to the classical guitar. He said, it wasn't that he chose the guitar, it chose him.
Ooh, I like that.
It feels very much like that to me, that I had no choice in the matter.
Really?
Ever since I was little, I have been involved in the arts. I've done a lot of other things. I studied marketing. I worked in advertising. I did, for a stretch, I was an industrial sales rep selling military, medical, and aerospace high-precision machining things. And all of those were great, but this was something that just ran through my entire life. I've always been involved in art. I almost got kicked out of high school over an issue pertaining to it, drawing when I was supposed to be.
You know, that's funny how, like, comedians or voiceovers, the same thing. They're like, they're never good in school, right? Because they're already trying to how to do it, and that's what their passion is. It's something that, you know.
It overwhelms you.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So what is your most favorite thing to draw or make or, you know, create?
Well, my very favorite thing over time has shifted strongly into the area of inspiration, human potential, the parts that are the higher side of who and what we are. That I do a lot of things that are in some ways less so. I'm doing a whole series of things pertaining to the Ventura Botanical Gardens, the landscapes and the views from the top of the hill. But to me, those are as beautiful as they are. What interests me is more the seeds that people are sowing than the particulars of it. It's the idea that there's this whole collection of people who are building something for a generation that's not even born yet. They will never see the fruition of the current plans are 30-year plans. A lot of the people who are working on them now won't be around to see that. A lot of the people who will enjoy it will never know what's being planted today or the people who are doing it.
You know, it's interesting when you say that. We were in New Orleans a while back, and there's a wall of, I think they call it like, maybe you can even help me with this. I'm not sure if it's like the bucket list or your wish list, you know, or it's people that have either are going to pass away, and they write a message, and it's left there. It was amazing to see. And at first I was like, oh my God, I can't believe they let people, and then you start reading everybody's, you know, what an amazing, you know, it's like giving that person a place to put their thoughts, and I love that. So now let me ask you, okay, so you paint a lot of hearts. Tell us a little bit about your hearts.
The hearts to me are something that I started many years ago, listening to some of the guests that we've had on the show so far today. They talk about the importance of recognizing and honoring the quality and the specialness of the person that you're involved with, and that if you're going to build any kind of a quality relationship, it involves finding that and honoring that. And where I started with the hearts was, I've had several galleries and things, and during one stretch, I was struck by the idea pertaining to Valentine's Day that so many of the things that people were giving were pretty mundane or pretty common. This last week on Saturday Night Live, they had this funny little skit about how CVS Pharmacy could supply everything you needed for Valentine's Day. It had $1.99 heart jewelry. It had...
That's funny. Okay, that is really funny because, you know what, I'm telling you, mm-hmm. I always try to get my kids something, but I want it to be a little different, you know? I don't want it to be the ordinary. I want it to come from my heart. Mm-hmm. Even that's the way I even gift, you know, for people. I can't just go, okay, you know, I saw this and I got it for you. It's got to be because mm-hmm. I remembered you said something about this, you know? And to me, that's how you give from the heart. Mm-hmm. So I love that.
And what I started doing was I started making it so that I started with a line of cards. And each year I would produce hundreds of heart-painted cards that were one of a kind. That meant that in the entire world, if you gave that card to somebody, out of the billions of people in the world, not another person received that. It was unique and special and picked out for that one person. And it wasn't shared. It wasn't like you know, a Hallmark card where, yes, you know, 75,000 other people received the same card this year. No,
wow.
It was one of a kind. And so it started with the cards, and then it went on to other things I've done in the city of Ventura. There are two of the bus shelter murals, the big murals that that I've done that were heart-themed.
Wow, so, okay. So yeah. Now, do people, where do you sell them? Where do we get them?
Locally, the Red Brick Gallery
on
Main Street in Ventura has them. There's other places. There's certainly online. I have a website, the Heart Art Collection, which has everything from apparel to cards to tote bags, books, you know, all kinds of things.
Oh, so do you have tote bags, all that?
All of those things, yes.
Okay. And what did you bring in today to share?
Well, these are some of the pictures of them, which... actually on radio doesn't translate all that
we'll
well.
We'll have to post them on. Oh, yeah. See, the language of caring. Okay. Oh, I love your hearts that you have behind the...
That's pretty.
Yeah. Is it the bus stop?
Right,
okay.
Huh?
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. I'm like, there's something about hearts for me. I have to tell you.
The hearts to me were just this really pure symbol. It's like two... It's as simple of a shape as you could possibly come up with. Kids that can't draw... even stick figures can draw a heart. And it's like these two lines starting from a common point. They flare off into opposite directions in the world, and then they come back again to share a common point. And I just thought it's just this pure, really great metaphor for how our lives go. And as a symbol, it's one of the few that has nothing at all negative associated with it. It's the symbol for love, for valor, for passion, for courage, for all kinds of really inspiring, noble things.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Now, you think it's easy to draw a heart?
Sure.
Okay, but everybody's heart looks different, correct?
They do. There's some differences and variations, but the actual shape itself is, you know, kindergarten kids can draw hearts. You know, a person who's never drawn, I bet you could set them down and in 10 seconds teach them how to draw a heart.
And everybody can sing too, but I'm not sure if everybody wants to hear that.
Well, that's
I think that's the thing with art mm-hmm. and hearts and all of the above, right?
Definitely so. You each person brings their own spin to it, and some are just like with songs sound prettier.
Do we know historically how the heart got this shape, like artistically?
Oh, good question.
Because in our world, it's more like a fist.
Correct.
And in the world of heart art, you know, for most people, the heart is that standard. Everybody picture it in your head.
Mm-hmm. I can picture it. Okay.
There you are.
Got it.
How did it get that shape? Who did that?
You know, I don't know, because to me, the science that supports the shape came much, much later than the symbol did. The shape of the red blood cells, for example, is if you did a cross section, it's a little like a kind of a donut type shape or something. In certain conditions, it flares into the heart shape. I don't really know where the symbol originated
just
from.
Just that classic that everybody mm-hmm. knows and loves.
Yeah,
That's the shape of a heart artistically. Mm-hmm.
And it's something that is common throughout the world. It's not like strictly U.S. Mm-hmm. or Western culture thing. It's found all over the place, and I don't know where it originated.
If you disconnect mm-hmm. the bottom, uh-huh. if you disconnect the two points at the bottom, mm-hmm. It actually looks like a set of wings. If you would imagine a set of wings attached to the back of something, it's a heart. And if you connect the points of the wing, you get the shape of the heart.
Oh, that's interesting. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I love it. I do want to remind anybody that's just joining us right now that we're talking about love. Mm-hmm. We're talking about really hearts and romance, and we've got
love
Gerald Zwirz here.
Yeah.
And we're talking about his art. I know that you gave something, or you're going to give something away. Mm-hmm. What is it?
Well, I have a series of things that I'm going to provide.
I love it.
And
okay.
I think that, you know, again, it doesn't show all that well on radio, so if they go to your website,
you'll be able
to see them.
Perfect.
And I'll have images of them for you.
But, okay.
I figured we'd give away several packages that include a heart image and talking about the cards, that one of a kind
unique handmade card. Oh my gosh, that's beautiful. That's beautiful.
Well, they are beautifully colored. They pop with color. They're kind of like modern art. A lot of things I've seen in museums in New York, kind of Andy Warhol-ish. To me, but I like it.
You know what I want to ask you? So did you have to take lessons to learn, or was this something like a gift? Because that's what, to me, you know, I always talk about fake it till you make it, but if you're born with that gift, you don't fake it. It just kind of comes easily.
I think that your passion for it might be inherent. There are certain things, when I went to, I did a series of counseling things at UCLA's counseling center years ago, where they were looking at combining interest and aptitude, and that for a happy life, it's like you really have to have both parts matched up. If you love something that you're no good at,
well, the frustration,
you're going to be frustrated.
Yeah.
If you are really good at something that you don't love, you're also going to be bored, and it's going to run dry.
You know, it kind of goes back to what we were talking about, relationships, you know? And if you have to work at it, it's almost like,
you don't want to do it. I don't.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, you kind of want it to just happen, you
know?
Flow. There you go. Exactly.
It's a lot like a relationship. Tom mentioned the idea that there has to be that spark at the beginning to attract. But then you also have to put in the effort if you want to be good at it. If you just have the spark and you don't put in any effort, you're going to have a sloppy relationship. You're going to be a sloppy artist. You're going to be a sloppy musician.
So investing in yourself, right?
So it takes both parts. Yeah. You have to have the passion and the spark
now,
to start.
Now, anybody in your family artistic?
In different ways.
Okay.
I have a sister who has done screenplays and animations. I have and has done some children's books. I have a brother that does a lot of photography. My mother inspired me early on doing, I think it was called hydrocal, some kind of a ceramic things that you would paint. And she won prizes at the county fair with them. And she'd go out and do enameling classes with friends of hers and a lot of different things. So she
now, is this a picture right here? Because that, oh my God, is amazing.
Is that oil on wood?
Oh my gosh.
Different. That one, the one that you're looking at, it was part of a Joyful Heart series.
And this just makes me happy.
Interestingly enough, I'd been doing them for a long time. This one's Building a Heart of Gold, the idea that we become people of quality, choice by choice, brick by brick.
That's a beautiful concept.
We're not perfect at it.
Oh my God.
We make mistakes.
Okay, we have
patch things
progress,
up.
A work in progress.
Oh my God. These have all my names written all over it. I'm telling you. They are, and each one has a little bit of different meaning. And so tell us, okay, so that one's like building?
Yeah, that's the idea that building a heart of gold. Everybody knows what a heart of gold is. That's a really, you know, elevated
I call it
thing to
integrity.
Reach. Yes.
Okay, to me, that would be integrity, you know?
And
wow.
Goodness and kindness and empathy and all those kind of things. But it is choice by choice and brick by brick. You know, each step that we take brings us a little closer, and, you know, we're flawed. We're not perfect. We make mistakes. We hurt people's feelings. We say things we don't mean to. But we can patch them up. We can do better the next time.
Oh, I love it. I love it. Thank you, Gerald, God, for bringing these in and sharing. Mm-hmm. And again, I do want to open up our lines, 419-0008. And Gerald's brought some great things that we're going to give away. So I definitely, I'm so excited to meet you. We've been kind of keeping in touch for a while, but oh my gosh, I want these as my collection. I love it. Again, Gerald Zuhr's art, where do we find it again?
Locally, the Red Brick Gallery downtown on Main Street in Ventura. Beautiful place, mother and daughter owned, tremendous supporters of the community. They carry them. The websites, GeraldZuhrs.com, TheHeartArtCollection.com, you know, they're available multiple places.
Very good. I love them. I'm telling you, these are amazing. You're going to definitely want to get. I know. Isn't that one moving? Yeah. Mm-hmm. Anyways, I'm so glad that you have joined us here on the Kim Pagano Show. I do want to remind you of our 2 o'clock show today. And, of course, thank you, Cheryl. Thank you, Spence. And thank you, Gerald. And thank you to all my authors. Again, if you've missed any part of our show, just go to KimPaganoShow.com and listen there. And or iTunes, download them there. And, again, and become one of our friends on Facebook. I do want to end our show with a moment of happiness. All life is an experiment. The more experiment you make, the better. And with that, you've been listening to The Kim Pagano Show. Have a really great day.